Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just a real quick follow-up to our discussion in the last hour. I got a text that says, the show was in Walmart yesterday and stood in front of an empty baby formula shelf. I turned around and there were stacks of beer and other alcoholic drinks. I thought how embarrassing it is that a country we can provide a never-ending supply of beer, even during COVID, but can't keep baby formula on the shelves. Interesting observation, to say the least. The Fairness in Women's Sports Act passes both the House and the Senate in the Louisiana legislature, and it now heads to the governor for his action. You will recall that last year the governor vetoed this bill. This bill is a little different than the one that was presented last year. Now, it was said then that is it a solution looking for a problem? Or I say, is it coming to a competitive sport or state or locality near you? The other day, the World Swimming Coaches Association came out with their opinion on the matter and position. And it says that the competitive balance of women's swimming cannot be ensured with transgender athletes, though the group maintains its commitment to find a way to include transgender swimmers in a fair way, according to their report, which could eventually lead to, and they suggest, a trans division. For the sport of swimming, the inclusion of transgender people in the grounds of fairness cannot coexist in the current competitive model. Swimming should choose to offer competition in which the female category is protected for reasons of competitive fairness. Now, we're going to be having Senator Beth Mizell joining us. She is the author of Senate Bill 44, which is the Fairness in Fairness in Women's Sports Act, and she joins us now. Senator Mizell, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Happy to be here.
So, Senator, this bill presents itself in a little bit different shape than last year's bill that was presented to the governor for his signature. He vetoed, and the Senate had enough votes to override the veto, but not the House. Tell us what's different about the bill this year.
Well, the difference in the actual bill is that we added an amendment that took intramurals out of the bill. We felt that there was a lot of discussions that intramurals really weren't part of the intent of the bill. The intent of the bill is to protect women's competition and to assure women can receive scholarships and reach the level of competitive athletics that we've seen. So we took intramurals out, and the other benefit was that some people who were uncomfortable with intramurals being in there became comfortable. And that's given us a stronger position going into if there is a possible veto. So we feel really good about, you know, the bills where it should be for the intent of the bill. We've got a strong position with our votes, especially on the House floor now. So I think we're in a really good place. But, you know, the world also gave us strength behind our bill just from the events that were taking place across the country. So I think altogether, attitudes in a different place and our support stronger.
It was said then by many, including the governor, that this was a solution looking for a problem, and that this is just mean-spirited, this bill. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about that. Number one, we've seen visuals around the country that show it's coming, you know, like a tidal wave, basically, where you've seen the other states that had they had a bill like this one in place, the level of women's athletics would not have been affected, like in Pennsylvania. Connecticut had had it the year before. There's lots of issues across the country. But the other part of it is that with mean-spirited, women are being told to sit down and be quiet while their level of competition, if they worked for more than a generation to attain, is being displaced. They've become just kind of a backdrop to what's happening in women's athletics when a biological male who now is playing as a woman athlete takes their records, takes their positions on the team, and would take their scholarships from collegiate play. So I don't get the mean-spirited of that. I've never understood the mean-spirited of that. But, you know, that's just how, if that's how he wants to portray it, then that's his thinking. But that's certainly not the intent of the bill. It's not the intent of the people who are protecting women's sports with the bill.
I've had a difficult time understanding those that call this mean-spirited. Any time that a parent is looking out for the best interests of their child, one who for years to compete at the level of collegiate athletics or trying to compete at the Olympic level have sacrificed so much in their life since a young age. Most of these folks that are competing at this level started in competition at age 5, 6, 7, and they started making sacrifices at 5, 6, or 7, thinking that they understand what the rules were and what the rules of engagement were. And now all of a sudden the rug is pulled out from under them. And I just think to characterize parents as mean-spirited for speaking up, and a lot of these collegiate athletes have been completely sequestered because the risk of losing, you know, scholarships, getting kicked off their team, and not, you know, not being treated with the respect because they're advocating for themselves. I just find that obnoxious.
Well, and you know, the idea that there is an expectation that people are supposed to sit idly by and sacrifice all of that without saying a word is just insulting to society as a whole. I think we've given the impression that everything that was being forced upon us is acceptable, and I believe this bill has become kind of a vehicle for saying, wait, we're not going to jeopardize women's sports for the sake of being politically not even correct, but just to avoid the discussion that may be uncomfortable for some people. And if it turns into something that's considered mean-spirited, I thought we were supposed to stand up for what we valued, and I believe women's athletics deserves support. It deserves the protection. That's the whole point of Title IX. And Newell, exactly what you said, the women are afraid to speak out. They're afraid. You know, I get emails or, you know, I've had calls at my office, and the parents are afraid to say that, you know, such and such is happening, or my daughter can't say anything about what's happening on, you know, in her situation, because there is a fear that you will be told you're mean-spirited. And, you know, that we've reached a really unbelievable place if we can't have an open discussion without being accused of being mean-spirited just because you disagree.
No doubt. And what I find equally obnoxious is this solution looking for a problem. The fact of the matter is, and a lot of folks are saying, well, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association already deals with it. Well, you know as well as I that every year there is preemptive legislation that is passed in the House and the Senate, right? Every year there are remedies that being provided to a problem that we have not experienced just yet. And one of the biggest powers that the legislature has is legislative preemption, where you say to local government and all other organizations within the state of Louisiana, this is going to be the policy of the state of Louisiana as it relates to this issue. So I don't understand how we speak with forked tongue on this issue of solution looking for a problem.
Well, I think that's, when you have nothing else to say about it, that's what you're going to say. But, you know, that's honestly, Newell, that's why we build levees. That's why we buy insurance, is because we're trying to protect ourselves from a disaster. And this is a protection. And, you know, it was ironic to me that it was either a solution in search of a problem or we didn't, or if, okay, then if we don't need it, then just let the bill pass to protect us when it does. But it was a strange approach. But I'm hoping, I'm really hopeful that with the support of the votes we had on the House side, that we're in a better place and we can get the bill passed through and move on to other issues, because it's one of these things where women just, for goodness sakes, just acknowledge the fact that women are being told to quietly give up something that it's not a fair request to make.
Well, I mean, you know, when you think about it, just think of the female Penn swimmers.
Right.
I don't think they had any idea that Leah Thomas, who was competing in the men's division at the University of Penn the year before, was now going to be a competitor to them. So when you think about solution looking for a problem, well, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is they probably never in their wildest dream thought that there was going to be a problem presented to their swim team. And lo and behold, it didn't come externally. It came from right there within their university confines. And the next thing they know, they're competing against a man.
Right, right. And actually walking in their locker room as still appearing to be a man. So it was a real, to me, that there were so many levels of conflict in what's happened there. There's going to have to really be some adjustments made to that situation. So hopefully, with this bill, we can make sure that type of thing doesn't happen on our campuses to our athletes.
Any feeling, any conversations with the governor as to whether or not this gets vetoed or not?
I saw him at Bible study this morning, and we didn't talk about it. So maybe that's a good sign.
Well, I'm glad that we can walk across the aisle and share Bible study together, nonetheless.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the highlights of the week, frankly. So, yes, it is. It was a good thing. I think it's a good place where, you know, all the differences may be there, but we can put them aside. And, you know, so no, we didn't talk about it, but I almost asked him about it, but I restrained myself.
There you go. There are things more important than Bible study would certainly
right,
be one
right,
of them.
Right, right.
Senator Beth Mizell, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're incredibly busy and you stepped out of a committee hearing. We truly appreciate the time. And best
just
of luck on the bill.
Just listen to the concealed carry bill. So we'll be talking, Newell. Take care. I appreciate it.
All righty. We'll be right back after the break, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Got a text here that says, my wife is a hardcore feminist, and even she doesn't support trans women competing against females. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.